Okay, welcome back for part three of our series on the Igeres of Ramban. The Ramban continues. Ba'avor hanava tale alib chamida seira. As a result of the hanava which we spoke about in our last year, so tale alib chamida seira, a person will naturally reach. There's a progression that a person will naturally attain a level of yiras Hashem. Ki sitein alib chatamid. A person will constantly think to himself, "Me'ayin basa, ulana taholech, where you're coming from, where you went, where you're going." Like the Mishnah says, you came from a tipas rucha, you're going to go into the ground. So there's no place for anava. V'shata rima v'soleya b'chayecha, and even while you're alive, you're like worms and maggots, rima v'soleya. V'afki b'moscha, and certainly when a person is no longer alive, their body's in the dirt. And who you're going to have to give an accounting before? The Ribbono Shel Olam. Shenemar, Hine, the pasuk in Divrei Hayomim, Hine Shemayim Ushmei Hashemayim Lo Yichal Kalucha. Af Kilibos Bnei Adam Shenemar Venemar Halo Eitz Hashemayim Vesaretz Ani Molei No Hashem. Okay, so that's the next paragraph of the Ramban. I just want to focus a little bit on a point that the Ramban mentions, that Miat Taos Elitein Din V'Cheshbon. Who you're going to give a din v'cheshbon before? It's yadua that the Vilna Gaon said about the words din v'cheshbon. See, Lashon HaKodesh is a beautiful, refined language. We have many times where you have a word that when you translate it into English, it means multiple words that mean the same thing, but as literal translations, but they really have a much deeper connotation as a word in Lashon HaKodesh. For example, din v'cheshbon. Din and a cheshbon are both a judgment, a calculation. They, in some ways, they mean the same thing. But the Vilna Gaon says that they're really very different. A din, a judgment, is is a judgment about what you did right and what you did wrong. So the Ribbono Shel Olam is going to say, okay, you did this mitzvah, you did this aveira. Then there's a cheshbon, which is also a judgment, a calculation. But it doesn't mean the same thing. It's referring to something very different. The Vilna Gaon says that a cheshbon is, while you were doing the Aveira, you could have been doing something else. You spoke Lashon Hara for 20 seconds, you get punished a din on the 20 seconds of Lashon Hara. But there's also 20 seconds you could have been learning. Could have been saying nice things to your friends. Instead you were saying Lashon Hara about your friends. So din v'cheshbon are two separate things. It's very interesting that din v'cheshbon are two separate things. It's almost as if, you know, we're saying you should be an anav, and through your anava, realizing how small you are, you should realize how big Hashem is, and you should have yiras shamayim, and you should know that you're going to stand before the Ribbono Shel Olam, and He's really going to stick it to you. Din v'cheshbon. Not just is He going to punish you for the aveira, He's going to get you double jeopardy. He's going to punish you even for those little things that not only what you did, but what you could have been doing. Really? I thought we were taught that the Ribbono Shel Olam loves us. He cares about us. He wants what's best for us. And here it sounds almost like based on the Vilna Gaon's Perush, like Hashem is going to get us. He's going to punish us for every detail. And then once we like He's going to knock us down, and we're going to try to like slowly get our way up, and as soon as we get up again, He's going to knock us again. What is this punishment upon punishment that the Ribbono Shel Olam wants to give us? So I want to share with you powerful words from the Rambam. The Rambam, besides the Yad HaChazakah, the Rambam wrote the Mor Nevuchim, and the Rambam, among other Sfarim, the Sefer HaMitzvahs, the Rambam also wrote some letters. The Rambam wrote something called Igeres Teiman, a letter to the people of Teiman. The Rambam wrote Igeres Hashmad, which is also called Maimer Kiddush Hashem. And in these letters, he's dealing with the problem of people who had to hide their Yiddishkeit on some level, maybe publicly, but encouraging them to do whatever they can. And he says something that is so powerful. Now, he says it in a very slight nuance, like a little bit of a different example in each in each of the letters. I'll quote for you the words. The Rambam in Igeres Teiman says, "Aval Yeravam benevat shachik atz atzamos yeonish ala golim shachata bahem vehechti es Yisrael." Yeravam benevat is going to get punished because he set up the eagles on the roads. He blocked the roads to Yerushalayim. Yeravam was the king, but he wasn't from Malchus Beis David, so he wouldn't be able to sit in the Azara. And therefore, even though he was appointed, he was an official king, but when he would come for Aliyah L'Regel, people would see that he was standing. And that would make him look like as if he was a fraud, and he was embarrassed about it. So he decided not to allow the people to go to be Ola Regal. His ten shvatim shouldn't be allowed to be Ola Regal. So he blocked the roads and he put idols up. He put eagles over there, and they brought the korbanos over there. This was one of the greatest sins of all time. This is known as Yeravam ben Nevat was chotei umachdis rabim, and in maspikim biyadolas tshuva. Like we did, he can't even do tshuva. There's a lot of discussion about what that means. You can't do tshuva. Tshuva is always open. Maybe it means he wouldn't have the opportunity, but of course if he did, it would be accepted. The Gemara discusses that the Ribbono Shel Olam grabbed him and tried to get him to do tshuva and said, "Me, you, and David HaMelech will be Metayel and Gan Eden together." And then, of course, Yeravam ben Nevat says, "Mi Barosh," the Gemara in Sanhedrin, in Perachelik, "Mi Barosh, who's going to go first?" And the Ribbono Shel Olam, now, when you read the Gemara says, "Me, you, and David HaMelech." But then when he asked, he said, "David HaMelech is going to be better than you because, you know, after all, okay." And he said, "No, if David HaMelech is going to be better, then I don't want. If I'm not going to be better than David, I don't want." And unfortunately, he didn't do tshuva. One of the greatest sinners in the history of the world, in the history of Klal Yisrael. Now, that's not the surprising part that the Rambam says. That's the part that we know from Chazal, that Yeravam ben Nevat is going to get punished for the eagles. But then the Rambam in Igeres Teiman says, "Ukemokein," and similarly, "Ye'onesh," Yeravam ben Nevat is going to be punished, "Al shebit al mitzvah sukkah besukkahs," because on sukkahs, he didn't sit in a sukkah. "Ve'zehu ha'ikr yisod misodei ha'torah v'adas v'lamduhu v'asu hekesh alav." Says the Rambam, this is a ikr yisod mi yisodei ha-Torah v'hadas, and of religion. Learn it and expound upon it. Compare it, connect it. The Rambam is saying this is a big yisod. Not only is Yeravam ben Nevat going to get punished because he brought two egels, he blocked Klal Yisrael. He was machtias around, he caused all the Jewish people to sin. They couldn't be all the regel. He's also going to get punished because he was mevatel the mitzvah of sukkah. Now I'll tell you, the mitzvah of sukkah, the Gemara of Avodah Zarah Daf Gimel, the Gemara over there says that the mitzvah of sukkah is a mitzvah kala. It's a whole nother tangent. Well, that Gemara, very important Gemara, we learn a lot of Yisodos Hadas also from there, I think. But that's what the Rambam says. Not only is he going to get punished because he did these terrible things, he's also going to get punished because of the mitzvah of sukkah. In the Igeres Hashmad, the Rambam gives a different example. The Rambam says, "V'teida shetzarach adam leida ikar meikarei hadas." A person needs to know one of the ikarei hadas, one of the foundations of the religion. "V'hu sheyiravam ben Nevat v'hadomin lo Yeravam ben Nevat, and those like him, nifroi mimenu, Hashem is going to exact punishment from him, al asiyas ha'agolim, because of the egels that he made." And then says the Rambam, "Ve'al bitul eruvei tavshilin v'adomalo." And not only that, but he also didn't make an Eruv Tavshilin. Wow. Eruv Tavshilin is only drabbana. The Gemara and Beitza has a machlokas. Is Eruv Tavshilin a mitzvah to make it? Is it just a matir that if you need to cook, you could cook? Or is it a formal mitzvah? So if a person's not going to cook, is there a purpose in making an Eruv Tavshilin? Okay. That's on Yontif, when Yontif falls out before Shabbos. Wow. And then he continues, "Aval b'dinei adam, b'olam hazeh, aval Hashem yisbarach, nifra mibnei adam." Oh, so he says, now there's a rule. Normally we have a rule in halacha called kimlei b'drav minei, that in halacha, if a person does something that has two averos, you you only get the worst of the punishments in Beis Din. So if a person did something that was Chayiv Malkus and Chayiv Misa, we don't give them the Malkus, we only give them the Misa. But, says the Rambam, Lo Yomer Zeh Elabedin Adam. That's only when it comes to Beis Din Shamata, Beis Din in the city. Bolam Hazeh. Aval Hashem Yisbarach, that rule does not apply to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Hashem Yisbarach, Nifram Ibnei Adam, Ala Chamurus, Ala Kalos. The Ribbono Shel Olam is going to pay you back for every serious transgression, and also the simple ones. V'nosin Tzchar Al Kol Davar Shosin. And obviously the opposite is true as well. He's going to give Tzchar for each little thing. You know, sometimes we feel like, okay, I'm so bad anyway. What's another little kleinigkeit, another little avera? It's not true. Everyone, the Ribbono Shel Olam, keeping track. It's not like you think, and he's trying to convince these people. Yes, I know a person outwardly can't keep halacha. Don't give up. Every little nekuda counts and matters. You know, it's like some things are sum total. You know, people feel like their vote doesn't count. Why doesn't their vote count? Because if there's a million people voting, and 60% of the people already voted for somebody. So if I'm going to vote for the minority, I'm going to lose anyway. It doesn't matter whether I vote or not. Why do I have to go to the voting poll? It's definitely going to be, you know, I'm definitely going to lose. Or I'm definitely going to win. Why do I have to show up? The guy that I want to win is definitely going to win. There's no point in showing up. But this is not the way it works in Shamayim. In Shamayim, every Avera, every mitzvah, whether big or small, is accounted for and is paid back. Again, here too, we're stuck with our original question. Yeravim ben Nevat committed one of the greatest Averas in the history of the world. What does his little Avera matter? And why is Hashem going to be so exacting to punish him? So I once heard a beautiful pshat in the name of the Lubavitcher Rebbe. The Rebbe explained that, I'll give a mashal. If you see somebody in the street and you want to be friendly to them, you say hello, you give them a smile. Maybe you ask how they're doing. How you doing? How are you? Good. Oh, okay. How's your day going? Good. And that's enough. I don't need to know more than that, right? You're doing good? Okay, good. Just want to make sure. I don't want to hear, you know, a whole spiel about this detail and that detail. Well, for breakfast, yeah, what'd you eat for breakfast? I don't care what you ate for breakfast. I mean, you're a nice person, but it makes no difference to me what you ate for breakfast. I don't care if you had scrambled eggs or a bowl of cereal. It doesn't make a difference. Right? I'm trying to be friendly. Small talk. How you doing? Good. You're doing good in general. That's enough. I don't need to know every little nekuda. But what if that person is someone you love? That person is a parent. That person is a child. All of a sudden, oh, what'd you eat for breakfast? Yeah? Oh, did you have enough protein? Oh, did you have too much cereal and now your stomach's hurting? I feel so bad. What happened in the morning? Whether you're in school or you're at work or whatever you're doing, every detail matters. Oh, work was good? Oh, there's somebody at work and somebody sits next to you in class that you're not friends with? Oh, maybe you can move your seat. Let's work something out. And every detail matters. The more you care about somebody, the more that every detail matters. The Lubavitcher Rebbe says that the Ribbono Shel Olam loves us more than anything. More than any love that we can imagine is the love that the Ribbono Shel Olam has for us. And that's what the Rambam is telling us. Even a person like Yeravam ben Nevat, who's one of the most wicked people in our history, it doesn't matter. The Ribbono Shel Olam loves him so much, he cares about him so much, that every single little nekuda is going to make a difference. Every little detail, a mitzvah kala like sukkah, a din d'rabbanan, which is or is not a mitzvah, tumult in the Gemara, Erev Tavshilin, we care. And that is din v'cheshbon. You know why the Ribbono Shel Olam cares? Because just like if your child was doing something wrong, not only was he outside of class and he was misbehaving during class, but then he also missed the lesson. Whatever he was supposed to learn, he missed. So you don't only feel bad that he did something wrong and he got in trouble. You also feel bad that he wasn't in class. Because you care about him. A din v'cheshbon is not the Ribbono Shel Olam is going to knock us down and then knock us down again and try to you know, make sure that we get punished for everything. It's really the opposite. It's the opposite. The Ribbono Shel Olam loves us so much. He cares about us so much that every detail matters. And even if you're the greatest avarion in history, but it bothers Hashem that you didn't bring an Erev Tefshilin. Because He cares about you. And when He cares about you, everything matters. And that's the nekuda that we learn from this. That a din v'cheshbon, it's not that Hashem is out to get us. Very much the opposite. The Ramban continues, v'chasher tashov, as kol eila. When you consider all these things, tira miborecha, you will be afraid from your Creator. V'tishma menachet, you will be guarded from sin. V'midos ha'ila tiyah samech b'chalkecha. And through these midos, you will be samech b'chalko. You will be happy with your portion. V'kasher tisnaik b'midas anova l'hisboshish b'chal adam. And when you act with the mid of anova l'hisboshish b'chal adam, to be bush, to be embarrassed before people, u'lehispached mimenu, and to be afraid of him, referring to the Ribono Shel Olam, u'menachet, and from doing sin. Oz tishra alacha ruach shechina. Then the shechina will rest on you, viziv kvoda, and the glory of Hashem, v'chaye olam haba, and chaye olam haba. A couple of points on that line. It seems a little bit like a stira. It sounds like you're going to reach a madrega of Yiras Hashem. You're going to realize how great Hashem is and how careful you have to be. And then you're going to be Sameach B'chalko. It sounds almost like a stira. Like you're going to be afraid and happy at the same time. You're going to be happy with what you have and your situation in life. And at the same time, you're going to be afraid of the Ribono Shel Olam. You're going to be terrified. The more afraid you are, the more you understand Hashem, the more terrified you're going to be of Hashem and His Malchus and His Din, B'cheshbon. So the truth is that, in a sense, they really go hand in hand. Because the more Yiras Shamayim you have, that means the more you appreciate and understand who Hashem is. If that's true and you're serving Hashem, then you're going to be Sameach Mechalko in a much greater way. If you think about it, it actually works perfectly. To be Sameach Mechalko is, I don't need more. I'm happy with what I have. You know why? Because for this world, I don't need a fancy car. I don't need fancy vacations. I need time and the ability to serve the Ribono Shel Olam. Because I have Yiras Shamayim. Because I know what's at stake. I know who the Ribono Shel Olam is on a certain level. I understand, obviously I don't understand fully, but I understand what it is. I understand what Hashem is and what Hashem means to us. And because of that, I have Yiras Shamayim. And because of the Yiras Shamayim, I know that those other things don't really matter. There's little things in the world. Vacations, cars, mansions, fancy things, high-end clothing, whatever it is. All those things, they don't really matter. So I'm Sameach B'chalko because the little that I have is totally good for me. You know, you think of people who were Sameach B'chalkam. You think of people who always had. And they were the most Yireim V'shleimim. I'll give you a mushal. Rabbi Aaron Leib Steinman. Rabbi Aaron Leib Steinman was famous. I was once at his house. He sat in his room. We came to meet him after Mincha. We'd have a Mincha in like a one room of his house, which was, I guess, his Beis Medrash. Then he sat down. He had a shtender by his bed. He sat on his bed. This was not a fancy mattress. If I would have slept on that bed, I probably would have woken up with a backache. And that was his bed, and that was his seat. And he had a shtender next to it. So he didn't have anything on his back. There's no back of the chair, right? Somebody once asked him, he was Sandik many times. People would mechabit him with Sandikos. So the Ramah quotes that there's a Chazal say, that a person who's a tzaddik is doma to a ketores, and doma to bring a ketores, and there's a skula that a person brings a ketores becomes rich. So a person who's a tzaddik becomes rich. And that's one of the reasons why there's minhagim not to have somebody be tzaddik twice for the same family, chule. Different minhagim, but that's where it comes from. So a tzaddik is supposed to become rich. So somebody once asked him, you were tzaddik so many times, and what happened? You never became rich. So Agav, he's not the only one that was asked this question. The Stipler was also asked this question. Sonic so many times, he never became rich. Stipler said, what do you mean? I have a son named Chaim. Was a Golo Batorah. Reb Chaim Kanievsky. The Stipler said, what's truly wealthy if not having a Gadol Hador for a son? Right? That was already the Stipler. The Stipler was nifter in the mid-80s. And that was his perspective. But Reb Aaron Leib Steinman, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, had a different answer. He looked at the person who asked him again. You were sounding so many times, how come you never became rich? He looked at the person in all seriousness and he said, I'm not lacking anything in Olam Hazeh. There's nothing in Olam Hazeh that I want that I don't have. Everything in Olam Hazeh that I want, I have. So I'm rich. It's a Mishnah Pirkei Avos. Ezo Asher Asamech Bechelko. It's a Pella. Yeah? And it was Pasha Pshat to him. What do you mean? What do you think rich is? Rich is, I'm not running around chalashing, being jealous of this person and that person. Oh, this person has a better car. He has an upgraded this. He has a fancier this. Rabbi Leib Steinman didn't care for any of those. He was happy with everything he had. That is the definition of Ashirus. He said, it was Mekuyim. I'm an Ashir Muflug. There's nothing in the world that I want that I don't have. Apella. And Samech Bechelko is Adrabah. It's almost like, in a way, it's like an offshoot of Yerushalayim. If you have Yerushalayim, so you appreciate how great Hashem is, how small you are, and how it doesn't really matter if you have the little things, the kleinigkeiten in life. That's a very powerful idea. And you know, this dynamic of being afraid of Hashem, but still being sameach b'chelko and being feeling connected, in a way, it goes yad b'yad. There's a statement that was originally said by Reb Shlomo Ibn Gabirol in Sefer Keser Malchus, the Perek Lamed Ches. He said, "V'im tevakesh la'oni evrach mimcha elacha v'eskasa machmascha b'tzilacha." Evrach mimcha elecha, I will bereach, I will flee, I will run away from you, to you. And I will cover myself from your anger in your shade. In other words, it's like the parent. You're afraid of the parent, what the parent's going to do, so you run away from the parent. But where are you running away from the parent to? Who is going to comfort you in that time? It's your parent. So you're running away from your parent, right into your parent's arms. And the Rambam, who came later than Ibn Gambirol, the Rambam in his Perashat Mishnayos in Rosh Hashanah, Perak Dalad Mishnah Zayin, says the reason we don't say Halal on Rosh Hashanah or Yom Kippur is Lefi Shehem Yimei Avoda V'Hachna U'Pachad U'Mora Me'Hashem V'Yira Mimenu U'Mivrach U'Manos Elov, and running away and towards finding comfort Elov to him. So this concept of Yerushalayim, when it's done in a healthy way, it's not a stira. It's yad biyad with a level of simcha in a person who appreciates, what he has in life, what he has in this world, appreciates his tafkid in this world, can be samech b'chalko and can have Yerushalayim and Yerushchait, and it doesn't lead to depression. It doesn't lead to being scared. It's a yira, but it's a healthy yira. Person who has the healthy era can have simcha in his life, can know that what he's doing in life is fulfilling what the Ribbono Shel Olam did for him or gave him in the opportunity of living in Olam Hazeh. Okay, Be'ezer Hashem, we're going to have to continue. We're in the middle of the paragraph. Be'ezer Hashem will continue with the next line of the Ramban, Lehis Boshesh Mikol Adam, Lehis Pachid Mimenu Umenachet, and we'll talk a little bit about that, and we'll continue the letter of the Ramban.